Report, no math behind San Francisco's $5 per person reparations proposal. By Joel B. Polak on February 28, 2023. No mathematical calculations justify San Francisco Committee's recent proposal to provide $5 million in reparations to long-term black residents of the city, according to a report by The Washington Post. As Breitbart News reported last month, the committee, formed in 2020 amid the Black Lives Matter movement, proposed that each long-term black resident of the city receive $5 million, though California entered the Union as a free state in 1850. The proposal came despite the fact that the city is facing a staggering budget deficit as businesses and residents have fled. Now, The Washington Post reports, conservatives, among others, are questioning the price tag, which was largely invented out of thin air. There wasn't a math formula, said Eric McDonnell, chair of the Reparations Committee and the principal of Peacock Partnerships, a San Francisco-based consulting firm. It was a journey for the committee towards what could represent a significant enough investment in families to put them on this path to economic well-being, growth and vitality that chattel slavery and all the policies that flowed from it destroyed. San Francisco's $5 million proposal, magnitudes larger than amounts being discussed in other communities, has drawn intense backlash from conservatives who lambaste the idea as financially ruinous for a city with an annual budget of $14 billion that is still recovering economically from the pandemic. The proposal doesn't explain who would qualify, but if even a fraction of the city's 50,000 black residents met the criteria, it would consume a huge amount of the city's annual budget. Separately, the state of California has its own reparations committee, which recently considered a more modest proposal to pay each black descendant of slavery up to $233,000 in reparations. The Post notes that San Francisco is only one of several Democrat-run governments, most in former free states, to be considering reparations policies. The first was passed by the city of Evanston, Illinois, in 2021. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudill, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.